Friedman.
Erev Shabbos Lichas, and time has come to focus on the Avodah of the coming days, Vachuna for Rosh Hashanah. And one could perhaps take out a few lessons from this week's Parsha, from Parsha's Kisuvoi, and the Parsha of the Bikirim. We know a Yid who brought Bikirim to the Beis HaMikdash, besides bringing the Bikirim, he had to read the Parsha's Bikirim, Mikra Bikirim, where Rashi explains, Malamcho She'ena Kofi Toiva, Mazke Chazdei Hamukoim. One thanks Hashem for all his chasudim, how the Rabbi Yishim took us out of Mitzrayim. He's brought us to Eretz Yisroel. And the Rabbi Nishloilim has given us this beautiful land, Vayitan Lunius, Uretz Hazois, Eretz Zuvas Chula Devash. And this is the psikim which one says. If we look in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, this is a mitzvah Kif Lamed Beis, there's a gross chiddush which states in the Rambam. The Rambam explains the mitzvah Bikirim, of Mikrim Bikirim, Shetzivuni Lesaper Toivoisov Ashahetiv Luni. The Rabbi Yishim has given us a mitzvah to relate and to praise Hashem for all his toivus, Emaschel ben Yaakov Avini, Emasayim Bavoidus Hamitzriim, Leshabchoy al Kozen, to thank Hashem and to praise Hashem. And then, as on the Rambam, there's another part of Mikra Bikirim. Elevakish mimeni lahasmid habrucha, kashiyuvi habikirim. And we also have a mitzvah to ask Hashem for the future. V'hiyomro yisburuch v'nisu v'amata lefnei Hashem lekecha rami oivedovi, and so on. Says the Rambam, part of the mitzvah of Mikra Bikirim is not just only to thank Hashem for the past, but levakish mimeni, to ask the Rabbein Shloilem, lahasmid habrucha, to continue the brucha. And as I state the Zelba Zach in Chinuch, in mitzvah Tufrei Shvov, v'acha hashvach mevakish milfunov lahasmid habrucha ulov. Asks Hagun Reb Meir Don Plotsky, Zechon Nevrucha, in his Sefer Klei Chemda, says, I don't understand. Where did the Rambam and the Chinuch see here in the Psikim any remez of a tefillah of asking Hashem Bakushos? We don't see anywhere. The whole parsha of Mikra Bikirim is an inyan of Shvach Vahidua, She'encha Kufi Toiva, Mazgir Chazdei Hamukoim. It's a thanksgiving. The art fillers which are thanksgiving, like Moedim, we thank Hashem. This is Als Hoidua. There's no mention anywhere in Mikra Bikirim of Tfilois, of Bakushas, of asking the Rabbein Shem. And yet the Rambam somehow seems to say that this is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Mikra Bikirim, is not merely to thank Hashem, but Levakish Mimeni, to ask Rabbein Shem, Lahasmid Abrucha, Kashyuvi Abikirim. Where did the Rambam find this? L'chor is not written anywhere, not in the Psikim, and not in the Gemara. Says the Klei Chemda, I found it in Medrash Tanchima. In Medrash Tanchima here, on Parshas Kisuvoi, tells us so, Gewaltige Chiddush, and Reb Meir Don Plotsky says, I don't know where the Medrash Tanchima got it from. Aber, as Azoi state Medrash Tanchima, Azoi state. Omer Reb Avui B'Shem Reb Yosi B'Chanina. Says Reb Avui B'Shem Reb Yosi B'Chanina, look how great the mitzvah of Mikra Bikirim is. If a person wants to have an audience with a king, normally one can't. It's only very high-ranking, influential people. And even such people, says the Medrash Tanchima, he's got to buy his way in to get to the king. And kiven shegia eitzel hamelech, sufik oise shelusoi, sufik lo oise. We don't always know if the melech will agree, will grant your request. Avol HaKadosh Baruch Hu einoi kein. A person goes into his field. He sees the first fruits are starting to blossom. He puts into a basket and he comes to Yerushalayim. He comes into the Azura. So what does he do when he comes there? So we know, have a look in the Torah. It's written, Parshas Mikra B'Kirim, we thank Hashem. Says the Medrash Tanchim, you want to know what he does there? Mevakesh rachamim al atzmoi val Yisroel val eretz Yisroel shenema hashkifa mimen kodshcho min ha-shamayim mevurachas Yisroel. This is what he has to say. V'loyoid, not only that, Ela shehoye oime, he would say, Eini zoz mikan ad shetase tzuruchai hayoim. Rabboin shloilem, I'm not leaving here until you grant my request. Unbelievable. Zeh shekusav achrov hayoim azeh, Hashem lekechum atzavcha la'asoyz. Omre b'shiben levi, yotzabas koil v'omre, Loi tiske leshuna habo. The baskel went out and said, you brought Bekirim, you should be zoich the next year. Your request has been granted. Freik Remeyeb Don Plotsky, I don't understand this Medrash Tanchima. If we look in the Torah, where does Pasha's Bekirim finish? We see, just before Sheini, V'samachta b'chol atoiv, Pusik Yid Aleph, that's the end of Pasha's Bekirim. Comes Pusik Yid Beis as a totally naya parsha, nothing got to do with Bekirim. The halachas of somebody who's mafrish masa, vidi masa, ki sechale lasis kol masa tivyoscho bashuna hashlishis. There's a whole parsha, what do you say, called vidi masa. And that vidi masa finishes off Pusik Tesvov, hashkifa mimain kochcho min hashamayim. That Pusik hashkif mein kochcho, it's not got to do with Mikra Bekirim. It's something totally different. But yet somehow the Medrash Tanchima understood that this Pusik of Ashkiv Min Kochcho was also said by those who brought Bekirim. And as always, Masmash from Rashi. Because Rashi in Pusik Tezayin, that's where Rashi says on the Pusik, V'shamato, V'sisa oisam, Baskoy Mavarchusoy, Havesa Bekirim Hayoim, Tishna Lashuna Habu. Rashi brings in Pusik Tezvov. Pusik Tezvov, not speaking about Mikra Bekirim. However, the Fi, the Medrash Tanchima, we see that a Yid who brought Bekirim, this is what he would say, the Pusik of Ashkiva Mekachcha, and then the Basko went out. The Meshe Chochma, in this week's Parsha, says a Gevaldigach Yisod, he doesn't really explain what he means to say with this. But says the Meshe Chochma as follows, Parsha's Bekirim is not mentioned the first time only in Parshas Kisuvai. We find it already mentioned in Parshas Kisiso. It's written there a few psikim after the Yid Gemar Midas. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Reboishim to be Moichel Klal Yisul, Vayava Hashem Alpuna Vayikru Hashem Hashem Kerachim Vachanin and Azoi Vata, a few psikim later is written, Reishis Bekirei Admoscho Tovi Beis Hashem Elokecho. What's the connection? Why does Parshas Bekirim put straight after the Yid Gimel Midas? Writes the Meshe Chochma here, if you look in Parshas Mikra Bekirim, you will find the Shem Hashem is mentioned 13 times. It's mentioned 13 times. This is keneged the Yid Gimel Midas HaRachmim. Therefore, this is why in Parshas Kisiso, the Pusik, Reishis, Bekirat Moscho, Tovi, Beis Hashem Lekech, is put after the Yid Gimel Midas. Because when a Yid said the Parshas Bekirim, in which is written 13 times Hashem's name, this is Ma'oira, the Yid Gimel Midas HaRachmin. Now the Gemara tells us, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, in Daf Yid Zayin, that the Rabbeinu Shloilem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Melamed shenisatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu kashliach tzibbe v'her lo Moshe seidet fila. The Rabbi Shalom taught Moshe Rabbeinu seidet fila. Omer lo kol zman sheyisul choytim yasi lefunai keseida hazeh v'ani moichel lehem. If Yidden say they do keseida hazeh, I will be moichel them. Omer Avihida Beris Kerisa Lashloish Esremidas She'enom Choizes Reikom. There's a promise Eid does the Seder of Shlosh Esrei Midas Einem Choizes Reikam. Fregim Afashim, if there went out a baskoil every year, that whoever brought the Bekirim, Tizke Lashuna Habo, how come anybody was ever nifter? Azoi Fregim Asachim Afashim, Eid brought the Bekirim, so went out baskoil, you'll bring the next year. So how could he ever die? Zug des Fas Emes, we know a person only was allowed to read Parshas Bikirim, the Parshas Bikirim, until Sikkos. Rashi brings it, Gemur and Pesuchim, Daf Lamed Vov. A Yid could bring Bikirim from Shavuos until Chanukah. Or a Parshas Mikra Bikirim was only allowed to line until Sikkos. Zug des Fas Emes, it could be a Yid brought his Bikirim one year, let's say now in Elul. Went out baskoil tizker leshunahabo. You should be zoicha to bring bikirim next year. However, next year he only brought the bikirim. He taka brought the bikirim, but he only brought them after sikkos. He brought them after sikkos. Then he didn't line the bikirim. He didn't line parshas bikirim. And because he didn't line parshas bikirim, took the sasemas. Therefore, he was nifter. What's the connection? Why should he, because he didn't line the parsha, it seems to be, it was here the parsha, that through the parsha, that's what kept him going. However, according to the words of the Meshe Chochma, we understand, when a Yid lined the parsha's Bikirim, in parsha's Bikirim, there is 13 times written the Shem Hashem, Keneged the Yid Gimel Midas Harachmim. And when a Yid davens the Yid Gimel Midas Harachmim, says the Rabbein Shema Haftucha, Yasi Lefuna Keseda Hazer, Va'ani Moichalehem, Bris Kris Leshosh Esa Midas, She'enam Choizus Reikam. In a number of Sforim is brought down fin the Siddur fin the Arizal, which was written by Rab Shapsa Rashkov, one of the greatest tzaddikim, a gavaldige chiddush. We know in Chodesh El, we say every day, the Duvad Hashem Oiri. State the following words from Rab Shapsa Rashkov, written in Siddur Arizal. Kalo oime mizma chuvzayin le Duvad Hashem Oiri v'yishi, mersh Chodesh El ad achas simchas toira, Erev avoyked vayoyim beyoymoy, azai he mivtach, he's promised, shemoytzi shenoysav betoiv, that he will live out his years happily, v'yeorev loy, v'afilek zeyeruk siva le'udam in ha-shemayim, yuchoy levatl. Unbelievable thing, just for saying mizmo leduvid ha-shemoyri, why pink this one mizmo, more than other all the mizmoyrim, mivtach shemoytzi shemoysav shenoysav betoiv. And we see, unfortunately, that lots of people said Duvid Hashem Oiri, and they were, for some reason doesn't seem to work. So what's pshat in this segila? Lechori shvetzer verstehen. Shrab the punem yufas and pashas achreimois. The reason why we say Duvid Hashem Oiri in Chodesh Elul, he says Shemati Yatam, and this time is actually written in the Siddur of Shapsa Rashkov. He writes this time because in Duvid Hashem Oiri we have Hashem's name mentioned 13 times. And these 13 times, which is mentioned of the Hashem Oiri, this is Keneged, the Yid Gimel Midas Harachmim. And we want to be Ma'oira, the Yid Gimel Midas Harachmim. That's why, Shteten Likita Marich, the Arkehilos, the Mushan Rishon, as we say Lidov the Hashem Oiri, not after davening, after Uleini, no, we say it straight after Tachnan, a continuation for Tachnan. Why Pink Doten after Tachnan? The vote is because since the reason why we say Duvid Hashem Oiri is because the 13 times Hashem's name connected the Yidgal Mitzvah Rachmim. So therefore the right place to say it is in Tachnan after we have said the Yidgimel Mitzvah Rachmim. Now the Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, which we mentioned before, said that Rabbi Shem told Moshe Rabbeini that Her Eloi Moshe say that fill Om Eloi calls the man shul choytim Yasi lefunai kaseida hazem. This word Yasi, Rabbi Klausel should do, has a lot of mafoshim come along, and they say, Lachora we see people say Yidgim Mizharachmim every year. So where's this haftocha? Ani moichalehem einem choizes reikam. It's haftocha from the Rabbi Shloilem. Zug the Shloa Kudish, the Reishis Chochma, the Maharal, in Andre Gedoilim, the Tzroi Hamoy. If you medayik the words of the Gemura doesn't say Yoimri lefunai kasei dehazeh. The Gemura says Yasi lefunai. They should do. Zogen sie alle the same pshat. It's not enough just merely to say the Yid Gimel Mizrachim. No, yasi, you have to do the Yid Gimel Mizrachim. Mahi rachim, afat rachim. Mahi chanin, afhi chanin. When you do it, and then you say it as well, you say it and you do it, then ani moichalem. However, in the Sefer Tzeda HaDerech, from one of the Kadmoinim, and as I state in B'nai Yisoscha and the Chidur, they say no. It's enough to say it. And if you look in Rashi, Rashi then, Rosh Hashanah, says clearly it's good enough just to say it. Says Rashi, Kishi Yaskirim Betfilah, when Yidin say the Yid Gimel Sarachmim, I see for Rashi, you don't have to do it. I've added some mal if you do it. But you don't. It's good enough just to say it and to have kavuna and to know what you're saying and to want to be able to do it. Even if you're not yet Zoicha, that's good enough. Aber Avada, even according to the Shittas Rashi, Avada, if a person not only says Yid Gimel Mizrachim, but he does the Yid Gimel Mizrachim, Avada is a sach shteke. When a Yid brought the Bekirim to the Beis HaMikdash, so a Yid brings the Bekirim, he gives over the Bekirim to the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and then he says, the Pasha for Mikra Bikirim says the Tanchim, and he finishes off with this Pusik Hashkif Men Kochchem and Shamayim. What he is doing is, he's not just only saying it, he's doing both. He's doing the Asiya with the Amira. He's being Mahana the Kohanim, giving them the fruits. At the same time, he's saying the Pasha Mikra Bikirim, and together, it's a Gans Asasach, more powerful Avoida. So when this Yid came to the Beis HaMikdash, he comes along and he says to the Rabbi Nishaloylem, O Sisi Kachol Ashet Sivisuni, Rabbi Shem, I've done everything you've commanded me. I'm doing the Yid Gimel Sarachmim, and I'm saying the Yid Gimel Sarachmim. Eini Zos Mikan, I'm not moving from here until you promise me I get you. How can you promise? Yeah, because Yid Gimel Mizrachmim, the person is doing it and saying it, then Avada, Avada, Sadu, Amoydik Haftucha, says, goes out a bath coil, Tizke, Lashona, Habo. And this is our Avoida in Chodesh Elul. Our Avoida in Chodesh Elul is not merely to say the Yid Gimel Mizrachmim, to say Tehillim, to say Slichas, but also to do it. And many Mephoshim bring down one of the Ramuzim of Chodesh Elul. Elul is Rosh Hatevois, Ish L'Ra'ehi Ematunois L'Evyoinim. The Avoid of Elul is also to do the Yid Gimel Sarachmim, to be Mahana Yidin, help Yidin, Ish L'Ra'ehi Ematunois L'Evyoinim. Said the Heilige Gerishna, there are Yidin who they only say Tehillim with their mouths. However, it's not good enough. Said the Rishna, a Yid also have to say Tehillim with his hand. How does a person say Tehillim with his hand? Said the Heilige Gerishna, the Rosh Hatevos of the Pusik, Loisik poitz yodcho me'ochicho ho'evyoin. Don't close your hand from your poor brethren. Loisik poitz is yodcho me'ochicho ho'evyoin. The Rosh Hatevos of those words in Parshas Re'eh is Rosh Hatevos Tehillim. A person can say Tehillim with his hand. When you're helping other Yidin, you're trying to do Chasudim, looking after Sebrochon and Ashumois, this is Tehillim which is being said with your hand. In Elif Lamata, in Simon Tuf Kif Pei Gimel, Brengta Gavaldiga Chiddish, he brings there that a Yid who has guests, doesn't mean stam socializing, no. Nemteran Sabrochan and Shumas Aniyim by his cedar, all the cedars of Rosh Hashanah, all four cedars of Rosh Hashanah, is Mala Ulaf Keile he davened with Kavunas Huarizal. As I state in Elif Lamata, Simon Tuf Kiv Pegim, Plav Masa Pele, Lechoyre Vikim de Saran. Very nice, he has Ochim, but what's it got to do with the davening? It should be Keile he davened with Kavunas Huarizal. No, the Pshat is Taka, this Yid, he's not just merely saying the Yid Gimel Midas, he's living, he's doing the Yid Gimel Midas. Loisik pois yodcho mochicho ho evyon. This is the avoider of the Yid Gimel Midas harachmim, and then goes out the bas koil, tizke lashuna habo. So it's written in Parshas Bikirim, hebusa la koyin asheyiye beyumim oheim. You should go to the koyin who's alive then. Fregnum of Hoshim Akasha, Well, you can't go to a kohen from 100 years ago. What's the chiddush? Avada, who else should you go to if not la kohena sheyiyeh bayom ha'mahim? Zug the kleyuka, I might have thought shlo yitni habikirim kim la kohen talmud chochem. I come up to the Beis HaMikdash one day, and I come and I see the kohen is doing the avoda. I know who he is. I don't like this kohen. He's not a chushavi, he's not elach, he's not talmud chochem. You know what? I'm coming back in a few days' time, because I know the next mishma is a groyser mensch. Ah, for such a person, I've stepped the whole way, carried my basket with fruits to give it to the kohen. I'll rather give it to an elach a kohen, a chushavi kohen. I'm coming back in another few days' time. Says the Torah, no, no, no. Ebus la kohen asher yiyeh b'yom ha'mohem. V'im ein bo talmud chochem sal kedav shiyamtim. Kamash Malon, don't wait, give it to him. The question is why? L'choira, I want to give it to a chushev at Talmud Chochem. Now there's a master from the Rebbe Reb Zisha. There was a Yid, a simple villager, who used to always go to the Rebbe Reb Zisha to ask him for bruchas. One day, he came to Anapoli, came into the Rebbe Reb Zisha, and the Rebbe wasn't there. So he asked, where's the Rebbe? Ah, the Rebbe is gefuhren in Meserich. Why has he gone to Meserich? He's gone to his Rebbe, the Meserich Shemagid. Azoi zuk this villager. My Rebbe's also got a Rebbe? Chonish gewiss, and my Rebbe also has a Rebbe. Yeah. Why? Who's this Rebbe? Mizritcha Magid. Pshah, Mizritcha Magid. So Zid makes a cheshvan. A minute. If my Rebbe also has a Rebbe, that means he's even greater than the Rebbe Reb Zisha. So there's no point in me going to the Rebbe Reb Zisha if I can go to an even greater Rebbe. So from that day onwards, he decided that's it. He's, from now on, he's only going to the Mizritcha Magid. Didn't take too long. And this Yid, suddenly, all his business and all his affairs started going downhill. And he realized that from the day he'd stopped going to the Rebbe Reb Zisha, from that day onwards, everything started going wrong for him. So he realized he's being punished for some reason. So he went back to the Rebbe Reb Zisha, and he said to him, I don't understand. Why am I being punished? Said the Rebbe Reb Zisha as follows. Then he says, you're right. Ich bin nur push. Zisha is only a push to Yid. Where Zisha's shoin? But as long as you came to me and you weren't medaktik to go to a real tzaddik or just to come to a simple fellow like me, the Rebbe Shem wasn't medaktik with you either. Now suddenly you've decided Zisha's no longer worthy of being given a kvittel and a pidyon. You need a genuine tzaddik to give your money to who? To? Says Rebbe Shem, ah, azoi. You're being medactic. Who's a true tzaddik and who's not a true tzaddik? Oy bazoi, I think the time has come to be medactic with you. Midda keneged midda. When Rav Meir Shapir, the Blina Ruf, is given by Shabbos, by the Heilige Chofetz Chaim in Radin, so he asks the Chofetz Chaim, he wants to hear some Divrei Torah from the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was already sof yomov, was very weak and feeble. And he said, Hich bin shana al tiyid, echonish kin koich. Ad Ramay Shapira gezugt, steht in the Pasha, Ebus ala koin, ashe yiye, bayum imahem. Says Rashi, Ein lecho koin, ele koin shibimecho, koin shehi. Azoi vi is. When the Chofetz Chaim heard these words from Ramay Shapira, straight away, at a gezugt avot, koin kamo shehi. And this is a moedik yisod for us as well, when it comes to tshiva. Azoi vi the Torah says, the Rebbe Shem is not asking for us to go to Koyhanim from previous generations. The same Yisod applies Legabat Shiva. Sometimes one looks into Sfurim, which write about how one should do Shiva, and instead of becoming Nisoira and having a Chizik, it's just the opposite. We feel ourselves so inadequate. We feel ourselves so far removed that we don't even try because we feel we have no connection. We can't aspire to such levels. But our tshiva has to be the tshiva of what's acceptable, what's able, according to that to the generation. And as Oishab the Pele Yoyetz in his Sefer on Erech Tshiva, he says, Dor Sheikhamirois, those who want to be Machme, gezugt as the Rusha Tavis from Shiva, is Tanis, Sak, Voefer, Bechi, Hesped. Dusis Rusha Taivas Shiva. You want to know how to do Shiva? Tanis Sakva Eifa Bachi Vehesbit. Vechen Kusiv. And they're right. Well, as we state in the Pusik. Veshivi El Hashem Betzoin Ive Bachi Imisbit. Zuk the Peleoyets. Avalani Oime. I say Shebedoi Yusoim Ze. And this orphaned generation, if somebody comes to ask how to do tshiva, these type of tshiva of segifim and taniyos, usa likroisam bifnei hamoin om. It's forbidden to tell somebody, you want to do tshiva, you have to fast, tzoin, bech. It's not only you're not required to do it, it's also even to tell somebody to do it. Imagam shlefi hoemis loikol azmanim veloikaludim shuvim. Not all people and not all generations are the same. And it's already written b'shem Arizal, hamaat she'osim horishoyne ha'achroinim is chushiv k'moy harba she'usi horishoynim. The little bit which later generations do is chushiv k'moy harba she'usi horishoynim. Now says the Peleoyts, so what then do you have to do? Rak eisa shebekoicheni lasois nase ma'at ma'at. We have to do ma'at ma'at, what we are able to do. Lesaken es mi voseini b'meshech yemei chayeni. Slowly but surely throughout one's life. One can't leisale b'malis al mizbechi. Mekenish kime chappen springen, chappen gröse madregas. No ma'at ma'at b'meshech yemei chayeni. And then Eli, the Rabbeinu Shem will be moichlas. Ach, but tenai shekol hashem b'kechein las is nasiv and nakabel. As long as we try our hardest and we try our best to do what we are able to do, and this is our avoida now in these days. And the Zelbe Yisod from the Kleyuka state in Zera Shimshim. Zera, he also asked the same kasha. Why does the Torah tell us if also lakoyin asheyir b'yom emohem? So says the Zeresh Shimshon a slightly different angle. And he says as follows. I understand when a person wants to ask a shala, when a person has a din toira, so he wants to go to the biggest Talmud Chochem, the biggest Mimcha. But when we're bringing Bikirim, and Bikirim is I'm just giving a matuna to the koyin to eat the fruit. So as long as he's able to eat the fruit and he's got teeth, so what's the problem? It's not a shala which I need to ask the biggest Talmud Chochem. So why says the Torah, Ibuza lakoina sheyir beyum emohem, and you might have wanted to give it to a different Kohen? Says the Zeresh Shimshon, because we know Chazal tell us that when the Kohen would take the Bikirim, he was meniach yudoi tachas yad baalim emeinif, laatsoi richois ruois v'geshumim v'telulim ruim. Through bringing the Bikirim, again, this part could also be part of the Klei Chem to ask, where do we see Tefillah here? When did we see Tefillah by the Bikirim? No, when the Kohen did the Tanifa, so Meniach Yude Tachas Yad Baalim, and together they would do the Tanifa, which was Laatzer Richais Ruim, Telulim Ruim. So there was an Inyan of Tefillah, and this was Grois Zachen. And I might think, this Kohen, I need to go to a Tzaddik. Bikirim is in you, like we said, of tefillah. When we come to tefillah, we need to have a tzaddik. And this kohen, I don't think he's on this madreich. Says the Zeresh Shimshon Zuk the Torah 9, Ebus la kohen asheyir b'yomahim. Ein lechu ele kohen shebiyomechu. Vahatam ki Hashem yira lelevov. The Rabbi Shum looks in his heart. Yede yid pentele hatsen. Unfortunately, it could be lemasa. We don't always manage to get there. However, deep down in our hearts, Rabbi Yishem, who's boichen libe v'kaloyes, knows retzoineini lasois retzoincho. And then says the Zeresh Shimshon, v'oid shebasis hamitzvah hashefa mispashet ba'olam b'chesed Hashem. When a person does a mitzvah, this brings chasudim down of the world. Af im ha'oise mitzvah einoi mechavim beyechidim v'soidois. Even if the person who is doing it isn't on the madrega to be mechavim the ala soidus and the ala inyunim. A person has to try his best, he has to try his hardest, and then he'll be zoicha to all the bruches. Der Boyschim soll helfen takke, man soll jetzt takke solche sein, wenn man sucht die Yidgimel Midas Harachmim, not just merely to say them, but we should be solche, to be ma'oire the Yidgimel Midas Harachmim, and we should all be solche to this Baskel, Tizke Lashuna Habur, Beksive, Vachasime, Toive, Omen, Ken Yerutzoi. Oh,